Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. We are in to the third hour already. Major General Stubblebine will be joining us coming up in the next hour with his wife, Dr. LeBeau. We have Lindsey Williams joining us in the next segment. We're going to have open phones for Lindsey Williams for the next hour so you can ask questions of the pastor who was for 3 years in the board meetings of Atlantic Richfield and then invited into other board meetings when he was on the North Slope in Alaska. He detailed how they had more oil there than in Saudi Arabia, how it was not allowed to go to the American people. They used the phony environmental front to stop it from flowing, but it's really about business and creating artificial scarcity through the oil cartel, just like diamonds are much less valuable than they were than they're sold for because the diamond cartel hoards them, stockpiles them, and buys them up around the world to make sure that the price stays high. And, of course, he talked to one of his big sources, I guess it was 3-4 months ago, when oil was $145 a barrel, crude oil was, and he said that the next 2 or 3 months that oil was going to drop to below $50 a barrel, or $250 a barrel. And that's exactly what it has done. Nobody could have imagined that. And the person basically told him the United States was going to collapse. So he was on with us 2 weeks ago, a lot of interest, obviously, and so we're going to have the listeners have a chance to talk to Lindsey Williams coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Now, a lot of times, almost all the time, listeners can call in and talk about whatever they want. You want to volunteer that you disagree, go to the head of the line, because that always makes for interesting and informative radio, the debate that ensues. But when I do have guests on specific subjects, people seem to never want to call in about the subject they're discussing. So don't call during this next hour, please, unless you want to talk about oil prices, energy, the New World Order, martial law, the police state being set up, how the bankers are engineering the collapse of the economy, all those subjects together dealing with the controlled, managed economy that the New World Order has set up on a planetary scale. Well, that's a wide area to discuss. But I really don't want to open the phones up for our guest and then have it be all over the map or on other subjects. But that's a wide area to discuss the economy, to discuss the managed economy, to discuss the banker takeover, the bailout, because all of that ties in to the monetary and economic plan the global crime syndicate, the New World Order architects, are carrying out right now. So Lindsey Williams coming up in the next segment, and if you want to talk directly to him, again, that's a wide field to be able to discuss, but if I go to you and you bring something else up, I'm going to hang up on you. There has to be just every once in a while, once every 2 weeks or so, I have a guest on that's topic specific, and I want to discuss that, and if you don't want to call in about that, don't call, because I'm going to hang up on you. Everybody else, love to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. A lot of other important news, obviously, here in front of me as well today, and I'll be going over some of that. And then we'll talk about Codex Alimentarius and the ways the United Nations, controlled by big corporations, want to shut down being able to buy vitamin C, vitamin E, herbs, alternative medicines. They want to make that prescription and gouge you for it. They don't want you to be able to get raw organic vitamins that actually come from the original source, not these chemicalized synthetic vitamins that are so toxic on the body. And we'll also, Stubblebine can also get into the martial law depopulation plan. He was the former head of Army Intelligence, the former head of Special Forces Command, and involved in some of the most top secret operations. He won't talk about most of those ever. He's a three-star general. So General Stubblebine is coming up with his wife, Dr. LeBeau, in the next hour. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world. Specializing in less lethal defense, Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152. 5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For the next hour, Lindsay Williams, Pastor Lindsay Williams, author, documentary filmmaker, pastor, is our guest. He doesn't really need an introduction, but just briefly, he worked and was in on the board meetings for 3 years of Atlantic Richfield and then on other major board meetings with the large oil companies as they found one of the largest deposits of oil in the world, as much oil or more discoverable and retrievable very easily just on the north slope of Alaska as there is in Saudi Arabia. And decades after he broke all this news, it's now admitted that the oil's up there. And they only allow about 20% of what is brought out, a small portion of the oil that's brought out, to go to the United States, West Coast. Most of it goes to China and, of course, Japan. But that's not the main reason he's joining us right now. About 4 months ago, 3.5 months ago, he told Dr. Stan Monteith that one of the former CEOs called him when his video, one of his videos, been number one on Google Video for months, off and on in the top five or so, but routinely in the number one slot, hundreds of thousands of views a day. And it became a big issue that the oil companies were suppressing the oil output out of the United States. Of course, just a year and a half ago, Bush gave thousands of square miles. People get mad at Jimmy Carter giving away the Panama Canal, and then Clinton finalizing that in 2000, and it is treason. Well, it's all part of the policy. China was given a large part of the U.S. oil shelf in our territorial waters. You can look that up if you want, to explore it for Cuba. So just unbelievably outrageous. And the first thing Bush did when he got in office was give thousands of other square miles of U.S. territorial waters to Mexico to drill for Pemex. It's a cartel. They control and manipulate the world oil supply. But this executive told him, basically, you're not going to be alive anymore if you don't shut up. Don't talk about how there's plenty of oil, about how we're suppressing those supplies, those reserves, how it's all rigged, just like the diamond market is rigged for artificial scarcity. And he said, well, what can I talk about? And he said, well, I think you ought to get out of the country. You ought to leave. That's a good idea for you. And, well, I mean, I should just let Lindsey Williams recap it. But the reason I have you here today, Lindsey, and I really appreciate you coming on, is I wanted to give the listeners a chance to talk to you in the next 50 minutes. And so I want to talk with you just a few minutes to recap what he said, what's come true, and part two of what he told you about what's going to happen in the future of this economy. And that fits into all the other intel we have. So I want to discuss that with you and then go directly to phone calls to John, James, John, Michael, Gene, and others that are patiently holding. But Pastor Williams, great to have you back with us. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Alex. I did have a good Thanksgiving, and I appreciate so much your letting me be with you today at a time when it is staying below $50 a barrel, exactly as this elite person, knowledgeable of everything that goes on behind closed doors, told me it would back about 6 months ago, and is staying $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. I'm going to make some predictions today. I'll try to make them quick because I know you've got callers out there, and I want to listen to what they have to say. So here goes. Folks, have your pencil and paper handy. You are going to hear some startling things based upon the authority of what a gentleman said to me who called me the middle of June and said, Chaplain Williams, you've said too much. You've got to quit. Pull your website. Every one of you know it's gone. He said, don't you sell that Energy Non-Crisis DVD anymore. I had to revise it. As a result, he told me everything that the elite plan to do for the next year to a year and a half, everything that's going to affect your dinner table, your job, your lifestyle. Here goes. You ready? $50 a barrel, someone said to me the other day since I was last on your show, Alex. They said, oh, no. It's below $50 a barrel, but it's going right back up. I said, no, it's not. It's going to stay there. My first prediction. Crude oil is going to stay below $50 a barrel. It may fluctuate slightly a little bit.
You said that here a week and a half ago. By the way, I'm sure you know OPEC and Reuters yesterday said that oil will stay at $50 a barrel at least for most of next year. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. And it's going to stay $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. Enjoy it. Enjoy every minute of it. Take that long trip you were going to take at Christmas time. Go ahead and enjoy the price of crude oil. Enjoy the price at the gas pump of $1.50 a gallon because you are going to pay, and you're going to pay dearly, 6-9 months maximum, 1 year from now. You are going to look back on what you're hearing today on the Alex Jones Show and all the other things that you hear Alex say. Folks, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world, and one of these individuals who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors told me, what's going to take place? Okay, here we go. First of all, Saudi Arabia, Arab world, what's happening? They were accustomed to $150 a barrel crude oil. Now it has gone down to $48.78 last week. What's this going to do to them? They've lost two-thirds of their value of what they're getting. Saudi Arabia now, according to the Dow Jones News Wires, says 90% of their exports stem from oil. And they must maintain the price at $80 per barrel. They said the kingdom has obligations of more than $400 billion in defense, energy, security, and infrastructure now that they are in drastic trouble. I know you laughed at me 6 months ago whenever I said for the first time on Alex Jones' show, I believe it was back in July 28th, I had the privilege of being on the show for the first time, $140 a barrel at that time. People laughed at me when they said it was going to $50 a barrel, and I said, it's not me saying this. It's this individual who called me and said this is what's going to happen. Now, as a result of these oil-producing countries of the world not being able to even support their own economies, Saudi Arabia must have $80 a barrel even to support what they have in the way of projects going on right now.
And this comes at a time when the Arabs have been tricked to invest in all these derivatives and the stock markets, and the stock market down by more than half at a time when they're in a cash crunch as well.
So what's going to happen? They can't. Okay, America has a $12 trillion national debt. Now, that's what they admit to. $12 trillion national debt. Someone must buy the interest on that debt in order to be able to even maintain the currency of the United States of America. These oil-producing countries cannot now buy our treasury issues, our T-bills, our Federal Reserve notes and issues that they issue from time to time, which pays the interest on the national debt. Now, you're having a good time right now with $1.50 a gallon back on the East Coast. Enjoy it, every second of it, because this was planned. You say, oh, hallelujah, this is wonderful. We've got gasoline down to $1.50 a barrel. The thing is, you don't know the rest of the story. Why did they do this? They did it for the purpose. All right, here are these oil-producing countries. They no longer have the money to be able to buy our treasury notes, our Federal Reserve issues. That paid the interest on the national debt. And watch it, 6 months. This is a prediction now. 6 months. 9 months, maximum 1 year from now, the American dollar is going to be all but worthless. You are going to pay for. You say, well, oh, $1.50 a gallon, the economy is going to pick up. Well, it hasn't so far. Stock market's down 400 points this morning, plus. And you say, well, what's going to happen? Isn't it going to get better? Well, 6, 9, 12 months from now, when the interest on the national debt is not paid to the point that the countries of the world say the American dollar is no longer the reserve currency, we're going to cash in, throw it to the wind, get rid of it every way we can. Watch it. In 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, you are going to see a total collapse of the financial system in America. And this individual who called me in the middle of June said, I'm going to quote word for word what he said. He said, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. Now, may I tell you what's going to happen? Yeah, I mean, I actually, literally, this time on your show, Alex, I want to tell your audience what is going to take place because these oil-producing countries do not purchase the interest on our national debt and the chickens will come home to roost. You will pay the piper 6 months, 9 months, 12 months from now. And here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give it to you just in a sentence or two. Here it is. 3 months ago, the country of Iceland declared bankruptcy. Here it is right now. This is what happened to them after 3 months. America is headed right toward that identical same scenario of bankruptcy, and you're going to see the same thing happen in America.
Well, let me just add a caveat, and then you can continue, and we appreciate you laying this out, Lindsey Williams. Iceland, 2.5-3 months ago, had a financial crisis, and then Gordon Brown, using anti-terror laws, and if you don't know, folks, just Google that, anti-terror laws, Gordon Brown, Iceland, it's all over the British newspapers and Icelandic papers, said under terrorism clauses, we're not going to let Icelanders have their money out of British banks that dominate Iceland. So they wouldn't give the people their money back. And it's the same thing. By imploding the oil market, as you said, then foreigners can't buy the debt. That will accelerate the collapse so they can then set up this new global banking order that they are calling, in hundreds of newspapers, a world government of and by the banks. Please continue.
The 300,000 inhabitants of Reykjavik, Iceland are stunned how fast their standard of living has dropped. Overnight, people lost their savings. Prices are soaring. Once crowded restaurants are almost empty. Banks are rationing foreign currency. Companies are finding it difficult to do business abroad. Inflation is at 16% and rising. People have stopped traveling overseas. The local currency, the corona, was 65 to $1 a year ago. Now it is 130 to $1. Companies are slashing salaries, reducing workers' hours, and in some instances embarking on mass layoffs. Now, you want to know what's going to happen in America because of these foreigners, these oil-producing countries of the world not being able to buy? Folks, please believe me.
Stay there. We've got a break. We're going to come back and finish up and then go to phone calls with our guest, Lindsay Williams, ladies and gentlemen. This is very important information.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here.
The military is being positioned for martial law.
The mark of the beast is at hand.
Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system.
Having a long-term food solution is your only hope.
To stay free.
Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds.
For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance.
That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds.
For a penny per seed.
15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years.
Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis.
Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
That's SurvivalistSeeds.com.
A long-term food solution.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Lindsay Williams is our guest. In about 9 minutes, when we come into the next launch segment, I'm going directly to your phone calls for Lindsay Williams, one after the other. Again, Lindsay, I have to commend you on having the courage, even after you were death threatened, to go public with all of this. And I have a question of my own, but I want you to be able to finish up. I totally agree with what you're saying and how this is unfolding. I mean, even before you went public, I saw on their own plans that they want to create a depression in the real economy and then bring hyperinflation after that. And that's certainly what we see happening now. So this is all planned out. They've done this in hundreds of third world countries and now first world countries. But the break down, again, what this former CEO of a major oil company who you worked with for many years told you, and then how this is going to unfold. You're saying within the next 12 months that the dollar will be devalued, hyperinflation will be publicly viewable. At the same time, we'll have a depression in the real economy, the double whammy.
We right now have deflation. Go to any store you'd like to at this Christmas time, and you're going to find prices are down, 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 down. $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. Enjoy every second of it. It's going to stay that way. Did you hear me? I said it's going to stay $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, $50 a barrel for crude oil. Then you are going to see the results of this. It's going to take 6-9 months, maybe a year, for it to take place. This individual said to me, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years for it to come out of it. But as someone said to me the other day, how could we possibly have a chaotic problem in America whenever the price of crude oil, which is the foundation and base of everything, the standard currency of the world is crude oil, how could we possibly see things deteriorate any further when the price of gasoline has gone down to $1.50 a gallon? Well, the purpose for taking it to $50 a barrel is what the average American doesn't know. They don't see what's behind the scenes. Remember, people, I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years by the providence of God when I had executive status as chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, sat in that board meetings, heard what they had to say. Believe me, the price was not taken to $50 a barrel out of a favor to you. $1.50 a gallon of gasoline was not done for the
purpose of helping the American economy. That's an assault on the real economy. Just like the banks have plenty of liquidity, they created the bubble, they shut off the blood supply to the economy to implode it so they can buy it up that much cheaper. This is all done with precision.
Every bit of it. They knew exactly what they were doing. It is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda on the part of all these people that Alex has been telling you about for years. Folks, listen to every word Alex Jones says. He's trying to tell you the truth. It's just that, as I oftentimes remark, I would have a difficult time believing my own story if I had not lived it. All right,
exactly.
Here it is. We are beginning to see the crack. 1929 was the crash of the stock market. It was 1933 before there were soup lines on the streets in New York City. We right now are in that grace period where they were then. Listen to it. Here's the casualty count.
Yeah, this is the collapse, and I want you to go there. But the key here, it was persona non grata. You would never be invited back on financial TV shows if you use the depression word. But 6 weeks ago, the president, Paulson, Bernanke, all of them started using that word, knowing it would destroy confidence. And now on every show, Fox Business, CNBC, all of it, that's all they talk about is depression, while at the same time putting out other propaganda saying, go out, buy, buy, shop, get in more debt. So they are trying to create a depression. Go ahead.
Yes, they exactly are. And buy all those things right now while they're cheap. And you say, well, oh, my goodness, I'll have plenty of money 6 months, 9 months, 12 months from now to be able to buy that gasoline at $1.50 a gallon with. Yeah, you will. You may have the money, but what's the purchasing power of that money going to be whenever the dollar collapses and it takes a wheelbarrow load of dollars to go to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread? Now, the crack has just begun. Listen to this. The Securities and Exchange Commission must be notified whenever stores are going to make drastic changes in the number of stores they have and other things. This was just a few days ago. Here we go. Circuit City closing stores all over America. Ann Taylor closing 117 stores nationwide. Cash will close all stores. Talbot's closing all stores. J. Jill closing all stores. Gap closing 85 stores. Here's another one around here.
What about Ford and GM and Chrysler about to go belly up? Stay there. Lindsay, we got to get to these calls, and we'll continue going over all this. Absolutely. This is by design. Specifically, he's been told this by the former oil company CEO that he knows. Who could have told you back in June when he first told privately, Dr. Monteith, and went public in July. That was 4 months ago. Who could have foretold this? Unless you're going directly to the elite source.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
The mix up that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks in Russia and China.
Okay, we're going to be taking your calls here in just a few minutes. We're going to go directly to you. John, James, John, Michael, Gene. And I'll even hold Lindsey Williams 5 minutes over to the next hour if we can. Then Major General Stubblebine is joining us on a host of issues. They're also coming after your vitamins and nutrition products. It's just, there's no end to any of this. These are usurpers. These are conquerors. They're cold-blooded, and they've trained us to be a bunch of cowardly simpletons that have no idea the ball game we're in, you know, the field we're on, the world we're in. Before I go back to Lindsey Williams, I do want to just tell you, I haven't been plugging this any, and I really think it's a great deal. 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv right now. You can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get 5 months free until Christmas. And this is the best gift to give. All of my films, all 20 of my films are posted in super high quality. You can burn them to disc, DVD, give them to people. They stream, they flash stream. There's like four different formats. Of the four formats, there's 2 to 3 to 4, depending on the video, different quality streams for dial-up. You know, there's a smaller file size, but we've got them for, you know, the fastest connections out there. It's almost in high definition. I mean, it's just amazing. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Get a $5.95 trial membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. So I just hope that everybody will visit PrisonPlanet.tv and use the materials to wake friends and family up. And if you'll get a year membership, you pay basically for 6 months. And you get 5+ months free. To be precise, you get 5.3 months free, so you pay for 6.7 months. And we have super powerful servers now, CDNs, content distribution network systems. We have two of them for PrisonPlanet.tv. And we have some basic servers, our own servers as backups, so it's never slow. It's always fast. There's no such thing as peak times anymore. When we had it on regular servers, it slowed down at like 8 o'clock at night every day and was, you know, really hard to watch. Not anymore. Not for the last year having these CDNs. So I hope you will get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And then you can share your passcode with two or three of your family or friends. Now, they can't share it with more people than that. And be sure and tell them because it's set to where only a certain amount of people can get on with that passcode. I think we turned it up to six people, six IP addresses. So when more than that on that code, on that passcode, you just make your own passcode, get on there, somebody's going to be locked out. The seventh person's going to be locked out. But share that and then give that as a gift. Give yourself a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and then you can give your friends, your family, your neighbors a membership to wake up and be informed and see the films in high quality as they were meant to be seen. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay, I'm done babbling about that. I'm kind of tired today, folks. I was up real late last night working, and I spent so many hours studying all the martial law documents and the 400-page battle plan put out by the Pentagon and the 50-page directive by Secretary Gates. And I spent hours last night writing all these notes and having all these things I wanted to talk about, and then I get on air, and it's like, how do I even get into all this? It's so horrible, too. I don't even want to say I'm depressed. I just feel smashed. I don't even know how to describe it. By the way, I'm on Coast to Coast AM this evening, so no rest for us. Going back to Lindsey Williams, and Lindsey, we've got to get to the calls, and I'm just so honored to have you on with us. Before you leave, we're going to plug how folks can get your films and books that are so important. But, I mean, you're a pastor, so I'm going to ask you for counseling. You always seem upright, chipper, excited, and I normally am as well. But I can't really describe the place I'm in. It's more of a sadness because I live here in this country. My heritage is here. I had family on the Mayflower and family in the Civil War, the Revolutionary War, the Texas Independence, and I just love America. And to see us turned into a wicked nation of 50 million dead babies and all the corruption and the evil, and to know what's coming, I just think about my children and it shakes me in my very core. Lindsey, can you comment to how to make it through this?
Yes. Alex, for 50 years' time, I have been a minister of the gospel. I'm not a young guy, even though I do just as much as I did when I was in my 40s and 50s. Let me encourage you folks. Now, I know this sometimes it begins to be a little depressing. I want you to be encouraged, because if you take action right now and do something about it, you can spare your dinner table. Let me assure you, it positively can happen. And I honestly believe, Alex, and let this be encouragement to you, I honestly believe it was the providence of God that sent this gentleman to call me to threaten me. You know, threats oftentimes become blessings. And when he called me the middle of June and threatened me, I agreed to what he said. And then, I don't think he intended to do it at all, but because of his respect for me as a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, he began to tell me all of these things. And I think he told them to me because it was God's providence that I'd be able to get out here and tell it to the entire world. And I feel so honored today to be on the Alex Jones Show to let you know there is hope for you if you will take action right now, decide what kind of lifestyle you're willing to live. Whenever these people do what they're going to do with our economy in a few months from now, and if you will take advantage of what you have before you right now in the way of $1.50 a gallon gasoline, in the way of deflation at Christmas time, and if you'll take advantage of knowing these facts and the truth, you can do something about it. Alex, be encouraged. I know it looks discouraging for the future for our children, but I want you to be encouraged right now in knowing you know the issues, and as the Bible says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and the scriptures are always right. Set that spiritual house in order right now. Make sure that you're on the solid rock of Christ Jesus. Know positively that your household is on a solid rock and not on sinking sand. And with these things in mind, you will be able to stand regardless of what comes our way.
Well, you're right, Pastor. I mean, I do take heart that we are here warning people. But I also get frustrated wishing we could reach more people. And no matter how many things we talk about that come true, no matter how many times we're right, still the majority of people are inactive or laugh at us. And I don't even hate them. And I don't take pleasure in them being stupid. I'm upset. We're only telling the truth. I only want to help people. I know you want to help people. And I just don't know how this country got so evil, Pastor.
Well, yes, but people are waking up, Alex. They're waking up in mass. And I have never had so many people tell me, people that didn't even know the issue 6 months, a year ago, when they saw crude oil go to $50 a barrel, and when you allowed me on your show to tell the fact it was going to happen that way, and they saw it happen, now they're beginning to listen to the rest of our message also.
Well, you know, I know some folks, two separate successful businessmen who trusted you, trusted me, and trusted that you were given this information, and that sold short on oil. One of them made $280,000, and the other made about $100,000 just on moderate, very small investments selling short. And I mean, I didn't do that because I'm not involved in the stock market. I don't have time to mess with it. But this is powerful info. Lindsay, I want to get to the phone calls. And before you leave us, we'll finish up with where you think or where your source said all this was going. And then I have another question for you. But let's go ahead and get to the calls right now. Is that okay?
Yes, please do.
Okay, John in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams.
Yes, it's an honor to speak with you, Pastor Williams. I listen regularly to Financial Sense Online with Jim Poplava, and your name occasionally comes up with callers calling in questions about your work that showed that there really is an energy non-crisis. And the other day, a caller brought up the fact that you had made the prediction of $50 oil, and Jim Poplava, who has poo-pooed your work in the past, had to tip his hat to you and said you made a great call. You ever heard of Jim Poplava?
Yes, I know what you're talking about. You see, we have all been predicting $200 a barrel oil. I'll admit to you, 9 months ago, I was saying on radio shows, $200 a barrel oil, until I had a phone call from a man that knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, and I'll have to admit to you, this was not the knowledge of Lindsay Williams. It came directly from a man who knows everything that goes on, and he said it's going to $50 a barrel. Alex dared to let me stick my neck out on his show and give the prediction as that man gave it. I can't take credit for it, so all I'll say is, everything else that this man said is also coming to pass, just like he said, $50 a barrel.
Okay, one other thing, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do not get discouraged. As we see in Iceland, once everybody's oxen are gored, that will motivate them. Now, we're having another End the Fed March in April. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be having one, I believe, every couple of months. And I predict, as the economy worsens, our numbers are going to grow and grow and grow.
Absolutely. We got a lot of media attention, and there were 38 locations, 250 or so in Dallas, 250 or so in Illinois. Most other places had 200, 150. I know Kansas City had about 300. I've seen the video. And, overall, that's about 6,000. If you added up about conservatively 6,000 people that demonstrated in 38 locations, and then they put it on YouTube and Google. The point is, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have had one person out at every Fed location. So we're identifying the enemy. We're identifying the culprits. We're identifying the international bankers that are engineering all this. And I agree. It's just going to get bigger and bigger. And God bless you, John. James and Mass, you're on the air with Pastor Lindsay Williams. Welcome.
Yeah, greetings from the People's Socialist Republic here. Alex, new subscriber to your Prison Planet TV, grateful for the resources there. I talk a little slow sometimes, so I'll just make a couple points and get off. I get around the topics boards now and then, and I try to raise a little awareness about what's going on, and I find a lot of denial, and I find it as frustrating as you do, but I keep trying.
Well, I mean, I said for over a decade that they were going to set up a federal security force, get rid of the National Guard, put troops on the streets of every U.S. city, and guess what? It's all happening, and it's not because I'm smart. I mean, I think Lindsey's smart, and I'm not stupid, but, you know, Lindsey was told this by the former CEO of one of the biggest oil companies that he worked with, so Lindsey knew he could bank on it. I mean, I'm going off Pentagon battle plans. I'm only telling people what is publicly admitted and giving them the sources. And yes, I know, but listen, a lot of those people aren't in denial. They're government operatives. They put in billions of dollars a year in the U.S. just to fake bloggers on the web, sir.
Yeah, I understand that. I've come across some of those that I suspect, but
I mean, you'll see the same guys with the same handles posting on hundreds of pages a day the same message. They're doing cut and paste. And you know what? I just feel sorry for them too. I mean, they're literally shooting themselves in the feet. I mean, they have no idea who they're working for or what they're doing. Go ahead.
That's pretty much it. I want to thank Reverend Williams there for his work. I really, really appreciate what you've been doing. I've been watching the price of crude come spiraling down, and I said, oh, my God, he's right. And that's about the extent of my call.
Thank you.
God bless you both.
Thank you. God bless you.
I want to go back to what he just said about crude oil. Please, believe me, this was not something that I knew because of Lindsey Williams. I just put on my britches just like you do every morning. I'm just an ordinary, everyday person. It's just that by the grace of God, I had the privilege of knowing a few of these people, and every now and then they tell me something. It is going to stay at $50 a barrel, $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump. The rest of the things are going to take place, too. And so take advantage of what you're seeing right now while you can and do
something
about it.
Well, Lindsey, he told you 50. I need to Google it, but I think it was AFP yesterday had the headline, $20 a barrel oil.
Well, I know it's going to stay below 50. That I have positively have his word that it's going to stay there. They may go down a little bit. They may come back up. They're going to prove to the Arabs the fact that OPEC positively does not control the oil market, and they'll leave it there until they rub their nose in the sand. I had a phone. I shouldn't even say this, but I'll do it anyway. I had a contact last week from Saudi Arabia. I wrote him a very personal letter back. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of reply I get. I think they're listening to your show, Alex. But honestly, they're beginning to get the message that they don't have any control over the price of crude oil whatsoever that's going to stay down here long enough to bankrupt them, and I think they're scared to death.
You're absolutely right. It's all engineered, too. I mean, they admit it's engineered. And the
bit of this is according to a plan. It's according to an agenda. Please let me stress this over and over again. This is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda. They knew and planned this month in advance. I was told 6 months before it happened it was going to take place by a man who knew it was going to happen. Alex, I feel just like you do. We're sitting here giving things. You know, it's such an honor to be able to tell America in advance what's going to happen because it's going to spare so many people.
Well, I mean, I would tell folks, only buy what you need and you know, get ready and understand the crime rate has just exploded. Be careful. It's only going to get worse. And I'm just glad that we have record gun sales. All-time records have been broken. That is going to be one of the biggest security blankets this country has because the criminals know they've got a good chance of dying in most areas of this country if they thieve and rob and steal. And it's not that I care about the junk in my house, TV sets or computers. It's my children. I don't want criminals around my family, carjacking and kidnapping and all of this. And I'm telling the criminals out there listening, you are going to get your hind ends blown off. And so back off and go get an honest job. I just can't stand criminals, Lindsey. I know you can't.
Well, Alec, our number is growing exponentially. You can take it for people are beginning to wake up, as the caller said a moment ago. the harder times get, the rougher prices get, the more closes stores that close,
Lindsay,
the more
I went
people
to,
that lose their jobs, the more they wake up.
Lindsay, I went into Best Buy last night after the radio show to buy something I needed, and I probably ran into 15 people, and I'd have to say seven of them, so half of them roughly, were, quote, fans of my radio show. This is what happened. We're going to come back from break and take calls, continuing with Lindsay Williams here with James and John and Michael and Gene and others. We'll at least get to those calls. I go into Best Buy. Two people back where I was shopping came over to me and said, hey, we're big fans of the show. Heard the show today. Then I go to the checkout line. The guy's a big fan of the show. Then instead of them checking my receipt, the two managers come over and say, can we take a picture with you? We're both fans. And then, again, I was bringing my wife some Mexican food, so I go into the Mexican food place to pick that up. And literally, you go pick the food up at the bar. Literally, everybody at the bar who I'd never met said, hey, Alex Jones, we're big, you know, fans. We're aware of what you're doing. One guy was a former state legislator and a big lobbyist. He didn't say he liked me, but he said he listens and thinks it's interesting and knows the government does stage terror attacks. And then other people, when I walked out of the Mexican food restaurant, came up. I mean, it's just incredible.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA. The hijacker's ties to the FBI. The Saudi Arabian connection. The Israeli Intelligence Network, Warnings and War Games, The Shadow Government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
The elite.
You that hide behind walls.
Taught us how to be cynical, ignorant, to laugh at our own destruction. think there was no such thing as government corruption. No such thing as corrupt elites. No such thing as tyranny. And now it's upon us. On the long, painful road. It's a hard path, but we're going down it. Let's go back to your phone calls with Pastor Lindsey Williams. Let's talk to James in Mass. We already talked to James. Let's talk to John in Canada. John, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
Good. I don't know if you, if any of you have seen the news of what's going on up here, but I don't know if you're even aware that we just had a federal election and we just elected PM Harper as our prime minister.
Okay.
Well, all of a sudden, headline in CBC News, leadership candidate agree Dion as PM.
Yeah, they're moving to remove him. I saw that this morning.
Yeah, it's like with me, I look at it as I thought that the election of our current prime minister would kind of stop all this senseless BS with gun control and everything else. And what's happening now is that Dion was the guy pushing the green shift, the freaking carbon tax that nobody wanted. Otherwise, everyone would have voted rather than having the lowest voter turnout in history in Canada. And he was also pushing gun control. And all of a sudden, wake up. Look what's happening. I go to sleep in Canada, I wake up in Zimbabwe. It's total insanity.
Yeah, for those that don't know, you're saying it's now happened. I saw this morning and last night that they were proposing having the parliament removing Harper. You're saying they've just done that and overthrown the will of the people?
Well, it's going to take about a week, maybe upwards of a month, but they're definitely putting the action right now. If it goes up to the governor general.
Okay. Listen, I appreciate your call. That's not exactly on topic, but it is interesting. And we're seeing so much of this. Lindsey Williams, they just arrested the head of the Immigration Department in England under terrorism charges, and they said the terrorism was releasing information that the government was secretly legalizing the illegal aliens. So, see, terrorism is now being patriotic, Lindsey.
Yes. Alex, please, I beg your audience out there, let me give you the background to everything that's taking place right now in this financial situation, why the price of crude oil was brought down, the background to everything that's happening. I have just produced a DVD entitled The Next 12 Months. It's just that simple, 1 hour long. I realized there were so many other things I needed to say. I just produced a CD entitled The Next 12 Months. I beg of you, would you give my phone call, my 800 number a call, and learn so you can spare your family and save yourself all of the many of these heartaches. The number is 800-321-2900. The next 12 months, as was described to me by a person who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors, all that's going to happen in the next 12 months, why they're doing it, why they took the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel, why it's $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, why everything that Alex Jones is saying is so, you'll see it in the background to this. I beg of you, for the sake of your dinner table and your friends, that, by the way, the DVD and CD are not copywritten. Copy them, give them out to everybody you can. The number is 800-321-2900, the next 12 months, and let me give you as a gift a copy of my book, To Seduce the Nation, 263 pages.
Absolutely. Give out the phone number again, Lindsey.
800-321-2900, for the sake of your dinner table and
Absolutely.
Your family and your friends.
Lindsey, we've got a break. Will you do 5 more minutes so we can take some more calls?
Gladly, Alex.
All right, back in 70 seconds with Michael, Gene, Jeff, John, and others. We'll cram in as many as we can.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.